joins me on Perth Live. Rita, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Jo. How are you?
I'm very well. You?
Yeah, I'm good. All good.
That's good. Look, first of all, can you tell us how these special entertainment precincts will actually work?
Yeah, so what the state government's doing is creating the tools to create these special entertainment precincts. So there's a number of regulations that govern noise and public noise administered by the Department of Environment and also local councils. So what we're doing is we're putting out policies, and that's what we're undertaking consultation on what are the rules and that govern these special entertainment precincts. And then we're working with councils to define the boundaries of, you know, which areas would be covered by these new regulations. So as you said, it's trying to preserve our live music industry, which the feedback we got from the industry was that many live music venues will continue to be under threat as we create more density around some of these precincts. So basically it's the position of state government to create these precincts, and then we're working with local governments to determine the areas, and of course Northbridge being the first one.
So Northbridge, we know, will be the first one. Next week, you're going to have, I think, on Tuesday night, an industry session, and on Wednesday night, a community session. What will happen at those sessions?
Well, that's when the community and industry can talk to the relevant policy advisors from both Department of the Environment and also Department of Planning about how these would work and what levels are being entertained and how things are measured. And also, the City of Perth has also agreed to go forward and advertise the boundaries. But it's really about making sure the public and industry get to know what would be acceptable, how would these new noise regs work, and that's what the consultation is all about.
And so in Northbridge itself, given that that's going to be the first one, do you have an idea of where the boundaries might be at this stage for the entertainment precinct?
Yeah, look, the City of Perth have agreed to put forward, so the City of Perth has to initiate the amendment, which they've agreed to do, and they'll be going out to advertise. So basically it would be, there's two sort of areas, there's a core area and then a frame area. The core area would be where you would have higher acceptable noise levels, and then you have a frame area, and it's, as you expect, the main entertainment precincts around James Street and further to the cultural centre too. So that's also going to be advertised and consulted on. And we believe that other councils, we know other councils are very keen, like Fremantle and Vincent, that once we get this one underway, other councils will be able to then have an easier process, in a sense,
because you've been through those precincts. Because you've been through it once before.
And we've got the toolkit, because a lot of these processes, you need to develop the toolkit that then councils and government then can use in future.
So I do want to talk to you about other councils in a moment, but first I just wanted to ask you when you are hoping to get the Northbridge Special Entertainment Precinct up and running. When can we see it being in place?
Well, the council has agreed to move forward with the amendment. I think hopefully between the next 6 to 12 months we can have it up and running. As I said, these things, because they're new, take a while, and trying to get the right consultation. So hopefully in the next 6 to 12 months we'll have it up and running.
And what will it mean for the people who are already living in that area?
Well, I think it just is an accept. I think, first of all, I want to make a point that there actually isn't a lot of complaints about noise in this area. There are some, but not a lot.
People who move there know what they're getting themselves in for.
Yeah, generally that's the case. So what it would mean is basically that currently, of course, if they're exceeding particular levels, they've got avenues to complain and potentially have an impact on that venue. But just to make it clear, we do see this as a bit of a joint responsibility too. Venues do a lot to mitigate their noise, but we also want to make sure that we don't have a situation where people just can't have loud noise in their live music venues, because I think that is not good for our industry and for, you know, vibrancy into the future.
Yeah, but it's still coming back to, what does it actually mean for people who live in an area that becomes a special entertainment precinct?
Well, I suspect what it means is that currently the noise levels that they're already experiencing are now sort of formalised, because already many of these noises are probably louder than acceptable, but they're currently regulated. So what it will mean is that many of these venues will continue to operate and be allowed to operate into the future and wouldn't be subject to complaints that could potentially shut them down.
Yeah. Now, question without notice, but you mentioned that Fremantle and Vincent were both interested. Is Vincent looking at Leederville and Mount Lawley and Mount Hawthorne,
yeah, I think,
or just Leederville?
Particularly Leederville, and I think Perth, we've got some of those long-standing sort of pubs and live music venues that we all sort of know and probably have been to a few times, and it's really about trying to make sure they have a future. I mean, new pubs or new venues probably come in and have probably built to a different standard, but in some cases, it's really about making sure some of our historic venues can continue into the future.
And what about places that have traditionally not really liked moving forward, like Cottesloe, which have pubs like the OBH and that kind of thing, where there have been some issues around the sorts of noise that comes out of there? Have they expressed any interest?
Well, not yet, but I think once we get it in place and people see that it works, I think other councils will jump on board. And in particular, you know, people do have strong relationship with these venues. You know, they've spent a lot of time there and they want to see these venues continue. And we just want to make sure there's mechanisms to allow that to happen.
Now, and you actually want people to attend these forums and give you feedback, but do they have to live in the area or work in the area?
They don't need to live all the work into the area, but in particular if they want to see how it can be spread across other areas. But we do want people to attend, like I said, give us their feedback, and in particular make sure that some of the areas we're looking at and what we're asking or what we're going to be facilitating is generally acceptable. But I think they'll be well attended, and I think there's a lot of interest in the community about it.
And can you tell us when those first workshops will be held?
Sure, yeah. So Tuesday the 21st of January at Northbridge Piazza, 2 to 3.30 for industry and industry stakeholders and venue operators, and also Wednesday the 22nd of January, 9 to 10.30 at the AHA. And then Northbridge residents and businesses, 5.30 to 7pm Wednesday the 22nd at the State Library, and then Thursday the 6th of February at 5.30 to 7. And again, this is all available on the websites of the Department of Planning, Lands and Heritage, who are also just taking any other feedback too from the community.
Fantastic. Rheta Safiotti, thanks for explaining it to us on Perth Live this afternoon.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, that's Rheta Safiotti there, the WA Planning Minister. I'd love to know what you think about this idea of entertainment. Entertainment precincts, is it a good idea? Are you up for it? Bradley Woods, from the CEO from the Australian Hotels Association WA, has called in. Brad, what's your view?
Hi, Joe. Happy
Hi.
New Year.
You too.
We were very excited by this. It's only taken 20 years now for the West Australian government to update and review these noise guidelines. They've been done in all the other states and territories, so we're pretty hopeful that in the next 20 years we might get an outcome. So it'll only have taken 40 years to get there.
Oh, stop whinging. You're getting it
no,
now.
No, with due respect, Rheta Safiotti's done a great job at moving this forward, as has Minister Stephen Dawson, who's got the environment portfolio, and they gave a commitment during the election that they would look at this issue and address it, particularly in support of live entertainment music venues, and support of both the venues, the operators, the staff, and also the musicians that perform as well. So we're very pleased that the state government's moved forward in addressing this. We think there's a good balance here that respects and reflects the needs of the community. The guidelines that are outlined for local government to designate what would be a special entertainment precinct requires a fairly robust approach, and that means they've got to have proper consultation with the local community and adjoining local governments, and they've also got to have economic data to significantly show that there is a nighttime economy that does rely on entertainment and noise that's part of that entertainment precinct.
Yeah, and I think, Brad, it does absolutely make a great deal of sense, and from what Rheta Safiotti is saying, she's trying to have it all up and running within the next 12 months, which is quite extraordinary. That's Bradley Woods from the AHA calling in, and obviously he's keen on it. What do you think? Do you think it's a good idea? And what areas would you like to see included? I mean, we mentioned the town of Vincent, which has Leederville, Mount Hawthorne, Mount Lawley. We talked about Fremantle, which is an obvious one, obviously Northbridge. What about places like Midland or other, you know, other areas that you think should, Rockingham, which has got a sort of vibrant new community, should there be areas in your suburb that are set aside where you know that if you live there, there's going to be a bit of action, a bit of music, a bit of stuff going on? Give us a call, 922 11 882.
Traffic.
Well, that breakdown on the Kwinana Freeway southbound after Russell Road in Auburn Groves now clear, but traffic remains heavy and back to Armidale Road. Elsewhere on the freeway southbound, slow Hay Street to Mill Point Road. Northbound is busy Belia to Berrigan Drive and stop start from Canning Highway up to